have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, a doozy. What is the difference between the facts and the truth? What is the difference between the facts and the truth? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And right now the listen line is down, I'm being told. They're working on it. But when they get it back up again, you can listen to the show on the listen line on your iPhone, iPad. But until then, you may have to just stay home or slow down and watch it. You can podcast it, but you can watch it. You can listen to it once the line is back up by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's amazing how fast these weeks goes by. It seemed as though we just had a Thursday. It seemed as though we just had a Thursday.
Can I get an amen for that?
Yeah, you can get an amen for that one. Isn't that amazing? And already it's Thursday again. And Thursdays are amazing for more reason than one, but for the Bible Thumpers. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we made time for the Bible Thumpers. They are they are difficult to deal with in that they don't listen. And when you try to communicate with them, they forget how to communicate in a normal way. And all they know how to do is quote the scriptures. One scripture after another, so they lose their common sense of communication. And so, for an example, they'll say, well, what did the Lord say about Jesus being God? Something like that. And I respond. And then before, right at my response, after my response, well, the Bible says this. I'm like, what the? And so we have decided, we take all calls, but we have decided because we love the Bible Thumpers that we take all calls, but we set aside a day for Bible Thumpers, which are on Thursdays. And today is Thursday, and today is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
Oh, wee. Oh, that hurt, they say. Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday, a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. That's what's going on with each individual. I find it interesting, but I do understand that human beings, all human beings, until they start to really know themselves, work on themselves, don't know, even those with the Bible, those that believe, and especially those who believe they have a free will. There are people who believe they have a free will, but yeah, they're out of control, meaning they can't control anything about themselves. They can't make themselves have perfect peace. They can't make themselves have a free mind. They can't make anything change, but in their mind, they have accepted they have a free will. Can you get any dumber than that? If you have a free will, why don't you make yourself stop thinking? Just don't think. Why don't you make yourself have perfect peace right now with your little free will? What's the purpose to have a free will if you can't use it? If you can't use it, how is that free? How? And then you have a group that believe Jesus is God. And they only believe it because they heard it at some point, and then they just, it's stuck in their mind. And we all know the mind is a terrible thing to save, right? But it's stuck in their mind. Jesus is God. And then they read the verses to try to prove that Jesus is God. And it proved that he's not. I'm like, what? But they heard it, and either from another preacher or somebody, or their mother told them, or somebody told them, and it stuck in their mind, and they overlooked that Christ is their brother, and that they can do the same, greater, worse than what he did. How can you do greater works than God? It's mind-blowing. But I understand now. I didn't understand before. If I knew then what I know now, it would be different. So I do understand why they're so blind to that. But what's really deep to me, and it's deep, 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 way deep, deep, deeper than deeper, and that human beings cannot see how much control evil has over them by way of thoughts and emotions. That's mind-blowing to me, but I understand it. But they cannot see that every thought they get, every emotion that comes with it, whether it's a feel-good emotion or fearful emotion or doubtful emotion of worry emotion, comparison emotion, so-called love emotion, hate emotion. They don't, suicidal emotion, they don't know that that's the spirit of evil working through them. They literally think what they feel and think is really them. And that somehow or another, they have created these thoughts of jealousy and envy and strife, comparison, wanting to be like others. They think they'll create those thoughts. It reminds me of when little Jessica fell in the well over in Texas. Everybody that heard that story fell in the well with her. And they weren't even there. But in their mind, in their thought, they were in the well too. They felt the pain as though they were really there in the well. They felt the pain of the father when he cried. They felt the pain of little Jessica down in the well. And then when they were drawing Jessica out of the well, and there was a sense of joy in their mind, everybody felt the joy as though they were coming out of the well. And they were not even near the well. They were in a different whole part of the world. But they felt it too. It reminds me of when men meet women, for example. And the woman's like in a so-called bad relationship or marriage or not happy. She tell the man how bad he treat me. He abused me. He was violent to me. He treated me horribly. He was this or he was that. And while she's telling the story, the man feel the pain. He feel the pain. He go, oh, poor you. Let's get married. And he married the woman who claimed to be abused by another man, her husband or boyfriend. And he married her. And then as soon as he married her, he see the hell that was in that's in her, that the man that she claimed to be abusive didn't know how to deal with. And now that she's dumping her hell on this man, this new man, he's feeling the same pain. Because he fell for the emotion of how bad, oh, this poor lady been beat up and she has children. Let me take care of her. He married her or live with her, move in, let her move, and she destroyed him. And think about that. In his mind, he was feeling the pain. He would be think that they are the creative of all their thoughts. And then they go to so-called experts with degrees. And, oh, expert, Mr. Expert, or Miss Expert, Mr. Counselor, I have all these bad thoughts, suicidal thoughts and all that. Oh, good. Here is some medicine for it. Take these pills, and you'll feel better. And you fall for a lie, and you get worse. Your thoughts are not your own. All thoughts are all lies, all the time, about anything. And the reason you're so unhappy and miserable, or fate happiness and then miserable, is because you're living in those thoughts, and you are truly believe that they're yours. And the spirit of evil, better known as Lucifer, the devil, or demons, whatever you want to call them, evil spirits, they are making you think and do horrible things to yourself and other people. And you think it's you. You think you came up with the idea of having a suicidal thought. I want to kill myself, you say. You think those thoughts are yours. And then you write a note, and then you take your own life, or you take somebody else's life. And then when the so-called expert with the degrees, the dummies, they say, oh, they were depressed. They were suicidal. They were there. They don't tell you that they were being controlled by demons inside of them. The devil will even tell you that violence is the answer. The devil tell human being that anger is good. Think about that. Evil tell human being Jesus was angry. So you should, it's okay to be angry. Anger is just a human emotion. Evil tell you that and you believe it. Oh, evil, anger is just a human emotion. It's okay to have anger as long as you control it. And it control you. But spirit of evil tell you that, that's fine. And then you go to church and the preacher tell you. Everybody angry. Jesus was angry. He went to the temple and he destroyed the businesses. He was angry. And the devil says, see, I told you, anger is good. Jesus was angry. And then the preacher tell you, it's okay to be angry. Get right. Your anger is righteous anger like Jesus had righteous anger. And then the devil says, see, you have righteous anger too. And you fall for it. And you go around saying, oh, I have righteous anger. Yes, I'm angry, but it's righteous anger. And you're not aware of who's telling you that. You're not aware because you're not aware of what's happening inside of you. You're unconscious. You're unconscious. And all unconscious people are evil. The devil is an unconscious nature. Isn't that amazing? Here's an example. How the devil will tell you. Violence is here. The devil tell a husband, beat your wife. She ain't no good. Put her out. She ain't listening to you. Or tell the wife, slap your husband. Beat him. And then go call the police and tell the police he hit you. Lie. And you do it. The devil tell the woman, take the man's children away from him. Get some money. Keep them away from the father. And it doesn't matter if they suffer. They just want to be with you. And you believe the lie and destroy your own children. The devil will tell you, violence is the answer. This is from PBS News. The man who fired more than 180 shots with a long gun at the headquarters of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention wanted to send a message against COVID-19 vaccine. He died at the scene on Friday of self-inflicted gunshot wound after killing a police. Watch this from ABC 7.
Back now with some new details about that shooting at the headquarters of the CDC in Atlanta. Investigators are revealing the staggering number of bullets that were fired and how the gunman managed to get the gun, killing a police officer and then himself.
Mike, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation released a photo today of the gunman, 30-year-old Patrick Joseph White. Investigators say White blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal.
Last Friday, police say White fired more than 200 rounds at six buildings at the CDC's Atlanta headquarters. The gunfire broke about 150 windows with bullets that pierced the blast-resistant windows and sent glass shards into numerous rooms.
Over 500 shell casings have been recovered from the crime scene area. A total of five firearms, along with other evidence, has been recovered from the scene.
During the shooting, police say White killed one police officer, DeKalb County Police Officer David Rose, before taking his own life. Authorities say the suspect broke into a safe at his family's home and took guns that belonged to his father. His family is cooperating with police. White's father called 911, concerned his son might be responsible for the shooting.
I'm very worried that he might have been involved in this shooting today.
Amazing. Who do you think told that boy to do that? Oh, yeah, you took the vaccine. I don't know if you took it, but the vaccine thing making you do this. It's making you suicide. Who do you think was telling him that? Whether the vaccine had an impact or not, who do you think was telling him that? Go on down there. Go on down yonder and shoot up the Center for Disease Control Prevention. They the one told you to take the vaccine. And now you're depressed. Who do you think telling him that? The same one that told you racism is this. The same one that told you to hate your fellow man. To blame someone else for your issues in life. The same one that told you you're not good enough. Or maybe you are good enough. You're too good. You're better than everybody else. The same one that told you, oh, you can help them. Help those poor people. The same one that told you, all children are our children. The children belong to all of us. The same one told you that. Lie. But you're not paying attention. You don't know yourself. You're not paying attention to what's going on within. And then you hear me say, hey, pay attention to it. You still don't pay close attention. You still react to it. And for those blacks who want a happy rejoice when you see white people kill black people, there was a white, looked like a white man to me that was accused of killing the black police. Are you happy? And if you are happy, who do you think of what is making you happy that a white man has been accused of killing a black man? What is making you happy about that? Who is your God that is making you happy that you finally see a white man kill a black man? You know, amazing. You're not in control, folks. You are not. Your thoughts are not your own. And so do you, it take work to pay attention to that, though. It take work because it's so easy to fall into the trap, especially when you don't catch the thoughts. That emotion come really fast. That fear come or whatever, and you find yourself riding with it, and then you give up. And then you give up. I'm being told that blacks are in the comments of the video celebrating that he was white. Those are evil black people celebrating that. It's not them. It's the spirit of evil inside of them. They're in their imagination.
I want my country back. Why the white people killing each other? Why?
Rejoicing in evil. Rejoicing in evil. Human nature is evil. Human nature is evil. The target killer identified and found with the Bible. He had the word. He had the word. He had the word with him. The Bible. KFDM. By the way, little bullet went through the window, and the window's supposed to be bulletproof, right? What's up? KFDM. Witnesses say they're still processing the shock after a violent Monday afternoon crime spree that left three people dead included a 4-year-old girl and ended with the suspect naked, holding a Bible. He had the word with him. In the beginning, there was the word. I had to go out with my Bible. I'm going out and kill somebody. I'm taking the word with me. And running through a South Austin, Texas neighborhood. Watching from KFDM.
Tonight, we have learned a grandfather, his 4-year-old granddaughter, and a Target employee are the people killed in the North Austin Target shooting.
The suspect, 32-year-old Ethan Nienecker, is now charged with 2 counts of capital murder and felony first-degree murder. Police say his criminal history is extensive.
Around 2:15 yesterday afternoon, 32-year-old Ethan Nienecker showed up to the Target with a handgun he received from a family member, according to Austin police. Nienecker shot and killed an employee, Hector Martinez Machuca, while he was pushing shopping carts. Police say he then turned his attention to Adam Chow, who was sitting in his Toyota 4Runner with his wife and his 4-year-old granddaughter. Nienecker shot and killed Chow and then shot into the back seat where the child was sitting before beating Chow's wife. APD says Nienecker sped off in Chow's Toyota 4Runner. After leaving Target, he attacked a water truck driver and tried to steal his truck. When that didn't work, he drove off before crashing into another vehicle where he attacked that driver. After stealing that car, Austin police got a call of a naked man walking through someone's backyard in South Austin. Sergeant Nathan Sexton says when they found him,
he said that he was Jesus, and there was really no reason whatsoever given. It was a completely random choosing of the victims.
APD Chief Lisa Davis says all of this happened in less than 1 hour. Nienecker was tased after not listening to officers' commands.
He said he was Jesus. I thought I saw Jesus. And I thought he saw me, too. I'm counseling with someone right now who think that they are God. They're, like, totally convinced they're God. Nutty as a fruitcake. The coming of the Lord. What a mess, huh? The devil got the mind of all human beings. And you think, they're yours. The guy, according to the report, thought he was Jesus. It reminds me of the Bible thumpers who think that Jesus was God, who think they have righteous anger. If you think you have righteous anger, your anger is evil. They think they have, they think they're all righteous anger. Your anger is not righteous. There are many things I can call your anger. Righteousness is not one. Why don't you wake up from your sleep? Why not work on you? You are responsible for you. Look what's happening on earth. Evil is out of control on earth, coming through and working through human beings. And everyone, anyone who is living in their imagination, who believe that they are their thoughts, and that their thoughts are from them, and they call them depression, is an evil person. Very dangerous. And the Bible says that that person is a murderer. Not only are they killing their own soul, their own spirit, they kill others as well. 888-775-3773. 888-77. Jesse, a quick break. Your phone calls and super chat right after this great, break. Bible Thumper Thursday. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Jesse. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. No Anchor Baby right now. He's putting together some amazing stuff for you. He will be coming back soon. If you wait upon the Lord, he will provide your every need. So if you wait upon the Anchor Baby, you will not be disappointed. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv tomorrow, Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a fun conversation with Evan Rogest. He is a Christian Generation Z YouTuber and content creator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
In the past 5 years, there has been an explosion in Christianity among Gen Z, especially among men. We are suffering from the lukewarm Christianity of our parents and our grandparents.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Probably not. I don't think most girls really want that either.
They don't. Alpha male.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Not a beta, but an alpha.
Yeah, not a beta. Amazing.
Amazing. It was a fun conversation. You're going to enjoy it. Generation Z returning to Christianity. So that's tomorrow, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? Don't forget to support us. Make a donation to the nonprofit to help us to continue helping others. All right? I do appreciate it. Let me go to Sandra out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Sandra, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Manhood Month.
Happy Manhood History Month. Thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to reflect on what about the children?
What about the children? It's about the children.
It is. It is. And I.
When you say it is, what do you mean?
Oh, everybody. Everybody. Well, see, I never had children by choice. But, you know, I've always been in the food and beverage industry, and I worked at the airport, Atlanta Airport.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I was in my 30s, but when children would come in and they'd misbehave and be screaming and, you know, and then the parents would ask me and they want their big old beers and all that stuff. I'm slinging beers and all this stuff. And they want to know, you know, what can you recommend, you know, for my child and to eat? And I'd recommend something. And they're like, have you ever had to feed a three-year-old child? And I looked at them and I said, no. Like, well, why are you yelling at me?
That's right. So do you believe all children are our children?
No, no.
Well, that's what the people say.
I know. I hear them. I definitely, I do. And I'm just like, that's just ridiculous.
It's insane, but it's amazing that people can believe that all children are all our responsibility, our children. That's insane. It's evil.
It makes no sense to me. Why is it my responsibility? I mean, you're the one that brought this child in this world. It's your responsibility to take care of this child.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
And it happens all the time. Like they think that I'm supposed to be a nanny. When they bring their children in there and the children just destroy the establishment, they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't tip you enough, but, you know, sorry about the mess. I'm like, you people suck.
They don't love the children, that's why. They have no love, so they don't have patience with the kids or anything.
Oh yeah, and then the ball teams. I worked at this one little watering hole, and they bring the ball teams in on the weekends, and they would let their children go into the pool room. Well, this is a bar, but they would bring them for wings and or whatever we had. I forget.
Right.
And then they let their children go into the pool room by themselves, and they would be. Not even just using the balls, like they were using the things, the sticks that you push the balls in the pool room, you know, the billiards or whatever. And they would be like throwing them and trying to use the thing as a bat, you know. And I'm like, oh God, y'all, somebody's going to get hurt.
Amazing.
And I would go and tell the parents, you know, you need to get your children and under control. Oh, they're so well behaved. And then we put a thing on the door and we shut the pool room and put, if you're under 18 years old, then you have to be accompanied by an adult. And oh boy, did they have a fit.
Yeah.
Oh, my children are so well behaved. They won't do any harm. They're, you know, they just want their own space to play in. And I'm like, but this is not a playground.
That's right.
It really is not.
What a mess.
And why, you know, they just don't want to be bothered because they're drinking their alcohol and they just want to, you know, just go run, do whatever you want to do.
Just get out of my hair.
Yes, and then I'm the one that gets looked at like you're not taking care of my children. Well, they're not mine.
There you go. All children are not all our responsibility. It's amazing in America.
And then in response to
it's amazing in
COVID
America.
Vaccine.
Let me tell you this, Andrew. It's amazing that in America, in today's America. The responsibilities are taken away from the individual, and they want other people to do for you what you should be doing for yourself. For example, I hear all the time for the last 70 years, give or take, that white people are responsible for the downfall of black people. Black people can't make it because of slavery. Black people can't do it for the they are blaming somebody else for the lack of with white people. And now I'm hearing it more and more from the whites about the Jews. The Jews did this. The Jews hold me back. The Jews did this. And I'm like, why don't you take responsibility? No one can hold you back. That doesn't even make sense. And whatever they're doing have you been affected by it? We did a Punch's episode yesterday, a brand new episode of Punch's TV. And
I'll have to watch.
Nobody called up and said they were personally affected by the Jews or even by the white people. It's a false notion, but because people are not paying attention to themselves, they just believe a lie. They think somebody else is holding them back in life, and that's just not true at all.
I believe that it's not true. I believe it is absolutely false.
Yeah.
You're the only one. You're the only one that can take control of your responsibility in life. It's crazy to me. And yeah, and that nanny thing. I'm like, I never even babysat. I don't even care. And you're just looking at me and assuming that I have children. No, I don't.
Sandra, I really appreciate your call. I got to run, but thank you and happy Men's History Month.
Okay, thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. All children are not our children. Those children are your children. For those parents who made those two, they belong to you and nobody else. And you're a dummy if you think differently. Let me go to Christopher out of Virginia. Christopher, you are on the air. Hold on, Christopher. Darren, check out his phone. He sound like, I don't know if he's on a Bluetooth or something. Hold on, Christopher. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Vincent out of Las Vegas. Vincent, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
I have one question. I know you can explain it very well, and I just want to hear it again. Why is Jesus not God?
Because he's the son.
So I have friends that think he's God.
Right, but he's still the son. He's not God.
So he's the son of God?
He's the son of God.
And he's a human?
He's the son of God. He's not a human now. He's gone. He went back home to heaven.
He's not everything and all of it put together because people that are Bible thumpers. The Bible thumpers think that he is everything and he is the Alpha Omega.
What do you believe?
I believe that he was like us, and I think we are also the Son of God. Is that true?
And so you believe what about Jesus?
That he was similar to us, but he found the way to be the best version of a human can be.
What does that mean, the best version?
Like, he did no wrong because he figured out how to be God's son.
Oh. So do you believe, do you see for yourself that he is the son and not the father?
Yes.
And so when your friends tell you that he is God, how do you deal with that? How do you handle that?
It's a little bit conflicting, but
why?
I also, because I feel strongly that he isn't the Father.
So why are you conflicted then?
Because I like to let them think what they want to think and let them be who they want to be. I don't want to judge them.
So is that true? Why are you conflicted?
Because they don't, I can't tell them the truth about how I think, because if I tell them the truth about how I feel, then they're going to say that I'm wrong, but they won't really tell me, but they're going to think I'm going to go to hell.
But why do you think about what they think?
Because they are Bible thumpers and they claim to know the book better than me.
And why do you think about what they think?
Because I want to be a Christian, and they say that they're Christian also, so I want to relate to other Christians.
Why?
I guess because I feel trapped.
What do you mean?
Like, that's what I have to do to show my faith And if I don't do that, then they think that I'm lost.
I don't understand what you're saying. That's what you have to do to show your faith. You have to do what to show your faith?
I have to agree. I have to agree with them that Jesus is the Father and the Son and everything.
And why do you have to agree?
Or else I can feel condemned. They will condemn me.
But how can someone else condemn you if you know the truth?
They can't. You're right. Okay.
No, that was a question. Well, just don't, you stay out of your head and let them believe whatever they want to believe. Don't argue with them about it. Don't try to be like them, but don't be angry at them. They can't see, all right?
I won't, and I don't.
All right. Thank you, Vincent. Oh, amazing. 888-7753. Let me try. Oh, Derek, he's still not ready. I hear something in the background. Check his phone again, Derek. Super chat.
Carlos bought a coffee. I am suffering lactose intolerance, he says. Tony from California needs to go back to Nicaragua. Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you.
Richard, three coffees. Huge fan, Jesse. Much love from Stockton, California.
Right.
Waking up, working on myself. Have a suggestion. Wondering if and he has an interview tip for us.
Thank you. Send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
Anthony says, Mamas, 350. Sister, 410. Love EBT cards till the end.
Amazing. Thank you.
Matthew says, thanks, hands emoji, black skin.
Thank you.
Over on Cash App.
Thanks for your support.
Anthony says, CNN chronic Nicaragua nonsense. What the?
Thank you.
Steven is now a member on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Thank you, Steven. That's deep.
Anthony says, Nancy Pelosi, sex changes. It's for the children.
It's for the children. All about the children of all of our children. What a lie. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
He says, Bible Thumper Thursday. Morning, JLP show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Preston, 10 coffees, very generous. My little 2 cents on the biblical question.
What is the difference between the facts and the truth?
Facts can change. They are temporary and will pass away. Truth cannot change. It's eternal and will remain forever.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. If the Lord is willing, and the creed don't rise. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, don't get me wrong. I don't mind blacks running for office. But my question for you, Jesse, what is the secret why the blacks can't run anything? He asks.
What is the what now?
Secret why the blacks cannot run anything.
What is the secret? They don't know how. It's not in their nature. Amazing. Thank you. Who is it?
Mike Young.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
John F., why couldn't you read my text yesterday? I thought it was only people you guys don't know. Jesse was interviewed by John Birch Society. And he said yesterday, Uncle Tom 2, borrowed from the film Anarchy USA, made by the John Birch Society. And indeed, that is on the Uncle Tom channel.
Thank you. Amazing. Check out Uncle Tom 1 and 2. Amazing.
Sirdar, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Super chat. Karen says, Jesse, what do you think about being rich? It said the love of money is the root to all evil. Should I be scared to be rich?
No. You just shouldn't love the money. You should love what's right first. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else or no one else. You'll be fine. You can be rich. But don't identify with the riches. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
She asked, would receiving a lot of money be a blessing from heaven?
Uh-huh. Send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 9035, or rebuildingaman.com/donate. Thank you.
Indeed. And over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, 5 coffees in response to the BQ. What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Yes.
Facts are thinking. Truth is knowing. Facts are of the devil. Truth is of God. Ideas, beliefs, thoughts have nothing to do with the truth. There's no thinking in the truth. It's only seeing the truth.
Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me try Christopher out of Virginia again. Christopher, let's go for it.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
I just took my phone off the speaker for you.
Right on.
But I wanted to basically answer your question. What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Yeah,
is that right?
My biblical question, what is the difference between the facts and the truth?
Okay. So as far as facts can be changed. And as far as the truth, I would say the truth is empirical evidence, like things that you can't refute. Like this is it's also subjective at the same time, because I mean, we all see the stoplight and the stop signs, you know, in the correct order, but we still have accidents at intersections. So, yeah, I would say that the truth is just something that you can't deny. Like,
And you say that the truth is subjective?
I would say, yeah, honestly, it is when I thought about it.
What does that mean, subjective?
Subjective means that, I mean, it varies between, you know, person to person. Like, some people see the sky as green, to be honest, and some people see it as blue. And I know that sounds wild, but people actually do think that way, right? And it's weird. I don't understand why that is.
Amazing. I want to respond, man. That's interesting. But I have to wait until Sunday to put my two cents in. Thank you for that.
Could I ask a question, though?
Yes.
So, like, how do we deal and get rid of, like, evil thoughts that you were speaking on earlier?
By staying present.
You said by staying present.
Yeah. Instead of being lost in your head thinking about the past or the future or this or that, if you stay present, all thoughts would disappear.
Okay. I'm gonna check out the silent prayer as well. Is there like magic to that or something?
You haven't done that yet.
I haven't. I just literally tuned in and got aware of it.
Oh, okay. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Practice staying present rather than thinking about the past or the future or somebody else, this or that or anything. Stay present.
So stay present.
And all thoughts would disappear and you would be free.
But like staying present, can't you just make like the wrong move though?
What do you mean?
Like, can't you just, like, mess up on something? Like, say if you're, like, working or something, for example, and you're present, and then something bad happens.
Well, you're doing your job. You be aware of the job you're doing. And then once you finish that project, come back to presence.
Okay. So you're saying, like, since you're saying, like, everything that's going to happen is going to happen, so there's no reason in thinking about the future or the past?
No, there is no past or future to think about.
Okay. All right.
Is there a past or a future to think about?
I mean, it's not here. Like, no.
Right.
I understand.
So do the silent prayer. Thank you for responding. I got to take a break, but call me again, all right? Overcome
their anger. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Back in a moment, folks. About starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's crazy. They're freaking out over Trump trying to fix the crime problem in D.C. And he may be pretty successful. I don't know. He's a can-do attitude type of a guy. Make it happen. And the Alaska summit, I believe that's tomorrow, right? Trump had a virtual summit, so-called, over Zoom, right? On Wednesday, yesterday. And so we'll see what happens. And there's drama over ICE. ICE, responsible for deporting the illegal aliens. And people are not happy that we're finally doing the right thing. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, August 14th, A.D., 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to more of your Super Chats. I do see them. Pardon me. All right, guys. Thank you for the support and for the questions. We will get back to your Super Chats and more great stories. But it is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his deployment of federal law enforcement officers in Washington, D.C., and his takeover of the police department over there have apparently infuriated one local so-called man. After a verbal encounter with a group of U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers recently, he's now facing felony charges for allegedly assaulting a federal police officer with a submarine-style sandwich. Terrible. What a mess. The swamp itself, full of swamp people. Actually, some people call it the sewer because swamp is God-made. Sewers are man-made. In a virtual summit with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on Wednesday, virtual meaning over Zoom or whatever, European leaders urged Trump not to make a unilateral Ukraine peace deal during his one-on-one meeting with President Vladimir Putin of Alaska in Anchorage, Alaska. Wait, President Vladimir Putin of Russia in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday. Afterwards, French President Emmanuel Macron said that Trump was, quote, very clear, unquote, that Washington wants to obtain a ceasefire and that Ukraine's territorial issues cannot be negotiated without Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump told reporters that if his summit with Putin goes well, a follow-up meeting between the Russian leader and Volodymyr Zelensky could happen almost immediately. However, Trump also said Russia will face very severe consequences if Putin doesn't agree to end the war. The president wouldn't say if that meant he'd order new sanctions or tariffs. We shall see. The number of flights transporting detained illegal aliens, they call them immigrants, which is kind of a misnomer, is skyrocketing, but the trips are becoming more difficult to track. Good. According to the immigrant advocacy group Witness at the Border, there have been more than 1,000 deportation flights to 62 countries since our greatest president Trump's inauguration. However, after March, the process of tracking these flights was hindered when companies started the flights. They began requesting that their tail numbers be removed from public flight tracking websites. This is a vital information to be able to understand how ICE is conducting its enforcement and deportation activities. So said this woman, parent woman, I guess, Eunice Cho, senior counsel, a lawyer liar woman, for the ACLU, perhaps. I'm saying lawyer liar woman, perhaps. For the ACLU National Prison Project, the un-American ACLU. Quote, sometimes this is only information that the public has with respect to where ICE is placing people because of a general lack of transparency around detention and deportation under this particular administration. So she complains. Anyway, New York Attorney General Letitia James, that black female, filed a lawsuit Wednesday against Early Warning Services, which operates Zelle, you know, that electronic money transfer service. The lawsuit alleges that Early Warning Services, EWS, knew that key features of Zelle made it susceptible to fraud, but didn't implement safety measures. Scammers stole $1 billion, so they claim. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a Mamma Mia. It's a Como Chili Vu. It's a what the? It is an amazing biblical question. What is the difference between the facts and the truth? What is the difference between the facts and the truth? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. The listen line is down right now, but it's not on our end. It's on the listen line end. They're working on it over there. So we'll let you know it when it's back up. It's still down. They're working on it on their end. They're responsible, not us. But when they do get it up, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's on your iPhone or iPad. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bund JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every, not Friday, but Thursday. They come fast enough, Jesse. You don't need to rush it. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursdays, and we take all calls, but Thursdays are for the Bible Thumpers. So it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't see your face. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, I forgot. I need Hake and Derek to come here to the studio for a minute, along with the Anchor Baby. I have I really want to know their opinion about this story. I have not mentioned my opinion to what I thought about it at all to them, because they're experts, and I need to hear from the experts. I need to hear from the experts. And so the first expert is Hake. He is the expert for the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, also the host of the HakeReport.com from Monday through Friday at 9 to 11. and an expert here on Jesse Peterson. And then my producer, another expert here, Derek, the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.com. And then to my far right and your far left, the American Anchor Baby, an expert here, the host of the American Anchor Baby from at 11 a.m., 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, expert here on the show. I want to know what you got, and I want to know what y'all think out there, too, about it, your opinion about this, right? This is from Fox News. A stepfather has gone viral for using excessive... A stepfather has gone viral for using exercise to discipline his stepson and then sharing the video on Instagram. Watch this from Fox News. This is so interesting. Watch this.
Well, the internet is divided over an influencer dad's way of disciplining his boys, making them do push-ups and squats.
Push-up. Where's your phone?
Baby. Stop, I said.
Okay, chill.
Did you just tell your mom to come right here? Ready? Put your jacket to the plug-in. Push-ups.
How many?
Push-ups.
Three. How many?
Count them.
Two. Three. Nine. Ten.
Squat. Count them. Deep squat. All the way down. Do we tell our mom to chill out?
No.
Absolutely not. I will not let you talk to me. Absolutely not. Would I let anybody else talk to her like that? So you don't get to talk to her. Okay?
So the stepfather tells, the son says to the mother, chill out. No. What the? And
chill out.
And so as a result, the stepfather punished the kids by the stepson by telling him to do push-ups and squats.
Drop.
The stepfather and the mother faced backlash online and posted a response on video. Watch it from Fox News.
But there's been a debate over that father's parenting style, with some users accusing him of being abusive for using exercise as punishment, but so many others coming to his defense, calling him a strong father and a, quote, dad being a dad. Another user writing, that's how you raise strong and respectful men. And now the family is responding. Watch.
So apparently me enforcing a physical consequence without, like, losing it or, like, smacking my kid is some hot commodity. And, like, there's a bunch of questions about that. Like, just to be honest, like, all I was doing was... he talked inappropriately to my girl, and, like, I wouldn't let that slide for anybody, so I addressed it in a stern, immediate way. But, like, I don't need to hit my kid for him to understand he messed up.
Well, you don't need to scream and yell and belittle them for them to know that they done messed up.
Amazing. Interesting. So, hey.
Don't react with face, yeah, with noise, know. With... caught him.
So, James, you say?
I'm conflicted about this. Because as a kid, I talked back to my mother. And I got in trouble for it.
You got in trouble when you talked back to your mother?
Of course.
By your father?
Yeah, if I recall correctly.
And what would you do or say?
I don't remember. I don't know if I even really got spanked or anything.
Oh, okay.
But at least not in that instance. But I it did stick in my mind, don't talk back. Because she asked me if I cleaned my room or something. I'm like, no to you or something like that.
Mamma mia, papa pia,
I know. Policia. I can see hate doing that.
Smack him right.
And so, like, there's this. I mean, you know, it's not good to have an attitude, whether you're a kid or an adult. But I want a little freedom of speech sometimes, too. A little, I don't know. And then it's the stepfather. That's another layer of this being kind of off. But I did appreciate how the stepfather was calm about it. Like, he wasn't. Maybe he knew he was on camera. But anyway, he didn't. He wasn't mean. Yeah, I didn't like how he's like, oh, my girl. Nobody gets to talk to my girl like that. That is my irritation with fathers who are like, they'll protect the mother from the son, but not the son from the mother. All right, I'm done.
Why are you looking silly?
That's just my face.
When you were a kid, did you have red hair?
Yeah.
Oh, even as a kid.
Because
I know white people, they start out with different color hairs.
Right. Sometimes they start out blonde, and then it turns dark brown.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize my nieces after when they grew up.
Amazing. Yep. Darren, what do you say about that story with the stepfather and the stepson, and the stepfather making the kid exercise as a response to his mother?
As a stepfather, I think it's okay. But if I was the father, I'd beat him, in all honesty.
You'd beat him?
Yeah, I'd beat that.
You'd beat this kid?
I'd beat that kid.
Why?
I'd take off my belt, I'd beat that kid.
Why?
Because I understand how kids operate. You can tell them something, but they'll forget 10 minutes later. So
you'd beat the kid for speaking up to his mother?
Oh, yeah.
As a stepfather or as a real father?
Honestly, probably both.
Maybe you just need to beat me, Jesse. I won't forget.
You just got to beat him, in all honesty.
You too hot for to beat me.
I'm telling you, because these kids.
Are you serious? You would beat the boy?
Yeah, these kids have TikTok brain. They're not going to listen to you. Like, you can tell them something, and they're going to say, okay, and they're going to do it again next week. So it's like,
so you're if you beat them,
they're going to remember the beating, and they're going to say, oh, let me respect authority. So,
and did your parents beat you?
Yeah.
Your parents beat you?
Oh, yeah, I got beat.
They beat you?
They beat me.
Who beat you?
I didn't call 911 either.
Who beat you?
One of those.
Who beat you? Your daddy or your mama, both?
My dad. My mom would try, but I just look at her like, what are you doing? Stop it. This doesn't hurt. I mean, it sort of hurt, but not like my dad. When my dad comes, oh, boy.
And so you glad they
I'm
beat
gonna
you?
I'm going to die. What'd you say?
Are you happy they beat you?
Yeah. It taught me.
And that's why you beat the kid?
Yeah, I did the same thing. Kids, they don't listen. They don't understand communication well.
Amazing.
Unless it's physical.
Okay. And you say Anchor Baby?
You know, I didn't see... One thing I didn't see was calm in that stepfather. I didn't quite see it the same way. Hey, I thought I saw desperation and like quick, like what it was. What I saw was that in that moment was what I thought I saw was shock and desperation. Like he's just
in the stepfather. Okay.
Personally, although I may have shared some of the same conflicts. Besides that, though, the other thing I was thinking that ordered my thoughts was when they were responding to the public, and they, at one hand, the public was saying that was abuse, and on the other hand, the public was saying that was amazing fatherly role. I don't really think it was either of them. It really wasn't either. It really wasn't crazy and abusive, like.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's how you bring love into the home. How the other people said.
Amazing. What do you think about what Darren just said? Darren said he
beat him. Are you gonna really beat? Beat him?
Like, beat him how?
When you say beat, yeah. Now what do you mean?
With a belt, with how I was beat. It was
and
really,
what was that like, if you could say?
It was sort of with a hanger. Really, whatever was in proximity, so.
You got beat with a hanger?
Yeah, one time.
A metal one?
That's not too bad.
It was a plastic one, nothing too crazy.
A plastic one or an iron one?
Just a plastic one, not an iron one. No, that's...
A metal one.
Yeah, not a metal one. But, yeah, with belts.
Switches and stuff?
And leather welts.
Yeah, belts.
Belts and leather welts.
Yeah. But it wasn't traumatized. I mean, it was sort of traumatized, and it corrected me, but
I think it's important.
It was traumatizing in what way?
It was traumatizing. For example, whenever I would do something, I would think twice. You know,
that you might get beat.
Right, that I might get beat. And, yeah, that slowed me down.
And so you were traumatized by the beating?
That's right, because I would think twice before I did something.
Oh.
So I think it's important.
And so you must love when Oprah said you told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins, my nephew. I ain't gonna take it no more.
That wasn't love right there. I don't know about those beats that she went through. That wasn't love. What I got was tough love. Now that was just.
Was he mad when he did it, or was he, calmed down by the time that he did it?
Who?
When his dad did it.
He would seem angry. He'd be yelling at me, you know, just beat me, yelling at me. You know, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, whatever I did.
A lot of people with chatting relating.
Did he call you nigger rara?
No. There was one time he did when I was older, but I was like in my teens. And it's like, you know, when they get in their teens that, you know, when you try to puff up against your father. I had one of those moments, and then he called me there, and I was like, oh, shoot, let me chill.
He like, sit down, nigga, rah-rah.
That's right.
Come here, nigga, rah-rah, I beat you.
That's right. And I think pretty nigga, much rah-rah. most kids go through that. I mean, you've got your chill kids. Like my brother, he was kind of chill. He didn't go through a lot of the beatings like I did because right. I was like always front and center trying to do something grand. So
yeah. Your brother conformed and you rebelled.
That's right.
And rebel won't always get beat. They try to beat you into conformity.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Any last word about that hate? Anything else you want to add or take away from that?
About the beating thing?
With the stepfather and this boy.
Yeah, I can see what Anchor Baby is talking about, although I couldn't see the guy's face. You could hear in his voice and just his actions of like correcting the attitude of the woman was sort of perhaps kissing up or people don't really know what to do with kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what?
I didn't comment on that.
How do you guys know it's the stepfather? Oh, my bad. Fox News.
That's I respect that, too.
It. Yeah.
I think I respect that, too, him telling his stepson, yeah, this is my gal. I think it's fine. This is my gal, you know.
My girl.
Shows authority. It tells a young boy, hey, though this is your mom, this is my gal. Respect it. You've got a stepfather, you've got to come in with dominance, man. You've got to be able to dominate.
This isn't your mom anymore?
Hey, man, you got to tell him straight up, hey, this isn't your mom anymore, little guy. This is mine, so it's... Hey, you got to respect it. Is he going to fight this grown man or, you know.
Amazing.
You're going to respect it.
What I realized from it is this is what screw up everyone. The number one, the mother was standing there on the phone, and whatever she said to the boy recognized the mother was wrong, the way she responded to him. So he was like, cool out. You know, why you got to act that way? He had a right to tell her that. He should have corrected her. And that's how you grow up and become a normal adult, when you're able to agree and disagree with your parents. And especially when they were out of control the way she was. She was on the phone, looking at the phone, telling him whatever he said. And it was wrong. He responded to that. And then the stepfather's bitter and weak and pathetic, but punished the boy rather than telling the mother, hey, the son is talking to you. Why don't you put that phone down and listen to him? And be patient. But he can tell her that because he's there for his own need, his ego need from her. He wants the attention. So he's kissing up at the mother for his own gratification. He doesn't care about that boy at all. And the mother eating it up that he's catering to her. Mm. And plus, a stepfather got no business correcting somebody else's kids anyway. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't even be there. And so this one will grow up traumatized, and they're going to blame it on him instead of pointing out what the parents did to set him up like that. And the man up there, oh, this is my girl. That ain't his girl.
Whose girl is it?
Her daddy. And ain't nobody girl. Mm. He's catered to her. And she's sucking it up. Because she's not saying, you know what, I'm wrong. I should have listened to my son. Or he gave me all the signs by telling me whatever he said to her. Can we play that first part?
Yeah, I missed what you were talking about.
Yeah, the son, well, the mother said something to the son, and he said, well, cool out. Chill out. Why are you acting that way? Something Chill like that. Here's that soundbite.
Chill out, Barb.
Yeah, something.
All right, here we go.
Well, the internet is divided over an influencer dad's way of disciplining his boys, making them do push-ups and squats.
What's up? Where's your phone?
Stop, I said.
Okay, chill.
Did you just tell your mom to come right here? Ready? Put your jacket to your leg again. Push-ups.
How many?
Push-ups.
Three. How many?
Count them.
Two. Three. Nine. Ten.
Squat. Count them. Keep squat. All the way down. Do we tell our mom to chill out?
No.
Absolutely not. I will not let you talk to me. Absolutely not. Would I let anybody else talk to her like that? So you don't get to talk to her. Okay?
See, look how this woman not even paying attention to him. And whatever she said, he like, okay, chill. He's right. And instead of stupid stepfathers saying, you know what, son, you're right. And put your phone down, lady, and pay attention to your son. She never even look up. Now what y'all think about that? And now the boy's going to grow up.
I feel the same way.
The boy's going to grow up being afraid to speak up and to be himself and because he got to be forced to respect authority. And he's going to grow up weak and afraid of women and everything.
What a mess.
They set him up to grow up to be a weak young man.
You think so?
Yeah. He punished the boy for telling the mother to chill out. Mm-hmm.
That's why the whites are nice.
I don't know.
Well, y'all think, you can disagree. What do you think, Nick?
No, seeing it again, I feel the same way as I did before. I thought he was desperate. I thought it was a shock to him, and he's desperate here.
The man or the boy?
The stepfather.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shock to him. And then the second video when the woman's like, they're describing how they're disciplining, and the woman was like, yeah, it's better this way. I'm paraphrasing a bit. It's better this way, not belittling them and all this. I'm like, I wonder who she's thinking about.
Him. Yeah.
I wonder who she's thinking about when she's herself. Saying that.
And then the cow is going to Maybe grow up father. Being weak now because he got punished for telling the mother to chill out.
I don't know. Chad says the boy was rude, though, Jesse. The boy was rude. No, how you got to let that?
She was rude to him. Only thing the boy is doing is giving back to the mother what she gave to him. She was rude to him by yelling at him like that. And he yelled back, chill out.
I don't know. I sort of know how kids operate.
Huh?
I sort of know how kids operate, and they can be annoying at times. And I've had a similar situation
But if
like
the parents
this,
were or, not annoying, the kids wouldn't be annoying.
Well, you're saying if the parents weren't annoying?
Uh-huh.
How would they, what do you mean? How are they being annoying? It looked like she was busy doing something on her phone.
She was on the phone. She should put the phone down, see what her son wants. And respond to him with patience.
Oh. She was like, stop it. I don't
know. Right. That's why the son said, chill out.
I don't know.
Okay.
When I think about when I was a kid, I know I would talk to my parents
but that's
any kind of way, no matter what they're doing.
That's what's wrong with black kids anyway. They've been beat by their parents.
And it's not just being black. I mean, all kids do it. They're pretty annoying. you know, they talk when they're not supposed to talk, like in church. That's why you got to slap your kids around in church because they don't know how to how to act right. So I don't know. I don't think it's
okay.
I don't know if it's that.
But this is what traumatized mm-hmm. all people. Mm-hmm. They lack a love from the parents, and that stepfather was wrong. He should if he didn't would try to get something from that woman, he would have told her, "Hey, your son is talking to you. Mm-hmm. You just yelled at him, and you never even looked up." She kept her eyes on the phone. And what's more important, your kids or the stupid phone?
I mean, I'm thinking of the order of things. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children.
But that ain't the way it's supposed to be.
Even if...
that's not... These people wouldn't know God and slap them in the face.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
This man was about the woman for himself, and she was about the man for herself, and the hell with the children.
And push-ups and squats don't bring discipline.
It don't. It,
like, not in that way. It's like it's like one day of squat. You got to do squats and push-ups every day.
It makes you weak.
Inside
and
out.
And afraid.
I don't know. Isn't that like a military tactic?
Those parents were evil.
A military form of discipline, making people do push-ups.
He ain't in the military.
And, I mean, what it's a similar is process, be that, I think.
Not just act at once. That's what I was trying to say.
This boy talking about, that's a form of discipline. He ain't in the military. 888-77, yes, 8.
You don't think that the woman was off, Derek?
Oh, the woman? I mean, she didn't respond to her son in time, and it's like
she normally goes. You know, I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what she was doing on the phone. So
I guarantee you, if that father, that man, has said, "You know what, your son is talking to you. Put the phone down and stop yelling at him," it'll be a whole different story. That woman would be like, "Call the police. He abused me."
And I didn't like that he's an influencer.
Oh, he's an influencer.
Oh, that part.
What's an influencer mean?
He posts this stuff on the internet.
Oh.
So that wasn't like a security cam. It was like, that's what they use for their show, whatever.
I mean, it got shared somehow, and the news report called him an influencer.
Oh.
I got you.
Let me go to Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, you are on the air. Mimi?
Come off of mute.
Come off mute, Mimi.
Yeah, she does sound like she's on
mute. Oh, my goodness. I was on mute. My face put mute on the phone. Sorry. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Amazing.
How are you this morning?
I can see you right now going up a ladder carrying a bucket of nails and hammer.
With a hard hat. With a hard
with
hat.
With a hard hat.
First.
What the?
Yes, Jesse, you could see it because that's exactly what's happening.
That's amazing.
Yes. Great conversation, by the way. Experts are experting. But I will say, Jesse, you bat 10 for 10. Like, that's how you know, like, it's God, because sometimes the truth just comes out and it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Especially when it came with this whole situation about the discipline. You are so right. And it's so subtle. I think I've said this before. It's just, that's how the devil is able to like turn us away from the light and turn us away from the Father. And he does it even when we're young and we're just living. Like, I think it's helpful to remember that there's only one battle. You know, and it's a spiritual battle. And it's funny because the kid, he's not sitting out. There's not darkness just brewing inside of him. And he's like, you know what? Let me figure out ways to, like, piss off my mom. Yeah. Let me figure out ways to, like, make her day bad or embarrass her in front of her man or embarrass her man in front of her. Like, it's just crazy because we think kids are doing the same thing that we do as adults, and they're not.
Right.
They're not. They're not even thinking like that because they haven't been, like, cloaked with all this darkness or, beat into submission, like Derek said. I mean, no offense to Derek, but he just sounds like somebody that has just submitted to all of this darkness that was... Yeah, like it was like he just submitted to the darkness that was imparted on him. No offense, Derek.
And that boy's gonna grow up angry and full of fear. Hold on, Mimi. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Deal with evil, and God is good. You need to return to the Father.
And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. We have merch, my books, amazing books, by the way, From Rage to Responsibility, my first book, From Rage to Responsibility, and then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, the second one. And then 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide. Whether you're in business or start thinking about it or have a job, you follow those steps, you can't go wrong. And then the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It's like just bring it home, shake it up, shout it out, and whatever. The antidote. And I will sign them if you like. And check out all of our other merch that we have there at jessalynepeterson.shop, jessalynepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com. Coffee, my own coffee. And some of you want to know, did you make that coffee down in Alabama? On their plantation? No, but it is good. rebuildingtheman.com/stores or jessalynepeterson.shop. And also, last but not least, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. So if you need counseling, individual, family counseling around the world, I do it by phone, Skype, or walk-ins, right? But you got to be patient. I'm really booked. So if they can't get you, like, today, they will take your information and give you a date, but if something will pop up before then, we'll let you know. So be patient, all right? You may only need maybe two sessions. Some people like to do follow-ups. RebuildingTheMan.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D. I want to go back to Mimi. And Mimi, go ahead. You were saying about, I was saying that boy is being set up to be angry, emotional. He's going to have fear. He's not going to know how to deal with authority now because he's forced to. So-called respect authority. He's not going to be able to speak up, and then they're going to say, "Oh, he's depressed. He's angry.
Yep.
I don't know why he's angry." But they're setting him up to have the same miserable life they have.
Yeah, and I think that it's important that that those that have experienced that can really speak truth to it,
yes,
so that it stops. Because
yep,
ultimately, I was beat. Like, my mom came from a totally different country, so the rules were different for her.
Yeah.
And she imparted the same thing that probably she experienced. It's hard for me to think like that because she was so overbearing and overpowering. But she probably, you know, just like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to shine a light on Derek. I'm not, just
It's just that his perspective was he swung the pendulum all the way. Yeah, he swung the pendulum all the way to the other side.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of people that have experienced that as children. And so they say, oh, it works. But it really never worked.
It doesn't.
You just stopped fighting it.
Yeah.
That's really what it is that you just kind of like, okay, well, you know, and then it seems like it works because you stopped fighting.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like, I honestly, as soon as I heard him say that, I was like, oh, that's so crazy because it happens to you, you feel like it's supposed to happen to other people. And if it doesn't happen, then all hell will break loose. But you really don't know if all hell would break loose because nobody in your life ever allowed that to happen for you to just reasonably say something without being yelled at. Like, as soon as you hear him talk to that little boy, he immediately kind of like, there's something that happened in the way that he spoke. And it was like, it like snatched him. It like jarred him a little bit, the little kid. And so now he has to shift in his mind to, uh-oh, I better protect myself because I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Now what do I do? Now what do I say? Uh-oh. Now everything that he says is not really the truth. It's what he knows people want to hear.
And one point that Derek made about himself, Derek said that, well, he had a younger brother, I believe, that he just was chilled out. So he didn't get beat the way that Derek did. So Derek rebelled against what was going on, and the other brother submitted to it because he couldn't handle the hell and the pressure that was in his parents. Derek rebelled, so they tried to beat Derek into submission.
Understand. I was Derek. Like, that's why I said I'm not coming for you, Derek. I was the one that was like, no, this is not okay. My mom would like, she would be running errands and she had three kids, me, my brother and sister, and she wouldn't even like feed us. I'd be like, by the time 5 o'clock came, I'd be like, listen, lady, there is no way that you could just starve us for the whole day just because you're running errands.
Yeah.
And I was the one that was like, come here, get over here and just snatch me up. And honestly, I can understand what it's like to speak truth to things that aren't right. That's just not right. And if I was old enough and I could had control over, you know, a car and money, we would have already ate by now. Like, the fact that whatever you're going through is more important and it's subtle. You know what I mean? Like, how dare you tell me what to do? You're not the parent. You're not the adult. You're the child. As if I'm like dumb, like as if I can't see that this needs to be done, you know? And it's so funny because we play that like adult parent card when we're actually being told the truth.
Absolutely.
And we parents never have to look at themselves. And that's unfortunate because they're being robbed of just realizing what the truth is.
And the father's supposed to be there to protect the children from the mother. But this man was worse than the mother. He's going to punish the boy. The boy is speaking up to the mother and get punished for it by the father. Instead of the father correcting the mother. You say, Derek?
I was going to ask you guys, so authority isn't important at all?
No, not like that.
Discipline, that isn't important?
No, not like that.
And
because the kids are becoming like the parents now. The boy is becoming just like his mother. And by being angry and out of control, he's going to grow up like that. He's going to be in his head acting just like his mother. He become like what he hate.
I'm seeing this sort of different.
I've
got that chart in my mind. Christ and man of woman, one woman over children. And so I'd put this kid in the child category. And with that being said, the mother would be above the child. So,
but the mother's not with God. Christ ain't in her.
Oh, I'm just going.
The hell is in her.
So I'm just focusing on the hierarchy.
Did you see the man correct the woman?
Wait, let me get this idea
That's
across
a good
real quick.
Point. The man is over the woman. Did he correct her for the way she yelled at the son?
Wait, I was trying to get this idea across real quick. So with that hierarchy being set, and I'm not sure exactly what she was doing on her phone. She could be paying bills, et cetera, I don't know. But the fact that she didn't respond on his timing,
it kind of showed his heart.
She yelled at the boy.
Yeah, she yelled at the boy because the boy was trying to get her attention, and she didn't respond on his timing, so he kind of got ticked, and he walked off, and it kind of revealed his heart. That's what I saw.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying the boy was irritated
because
the mother didn't
him.
Respond.
No, she responded. She yelled at him.
And well, yeah, like, yeah, because
like,
of how she
cool
responded.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, your mic's off.
I think Derek is saying that she was wrong first because, or that he, the boy was wrong first.
That's how really what I'm saying.
If I may help.
Well, because he was irritated with her response.
He was acting the way she acted with him.
Yeah, he was irritated with her response, and right. Which she told him to hold on, right? What she told him? I thought she just told him, like, to hold on, I'll get to you soon, or something like that.
She never even put her phone down.
Oh, she never put her phone down. Well,
like, stop it.
And so because of time,
but yeah, with that being said,
call,
yeah.
Was it the father was supposed to correct the mother, the man is over the woman?
I'm kind of seeing, because there was sort of a buffer right there, but between the mother and the child. So I was kind of like that issue, that little dispute that they had. The child got irritated. And so
with that being said,
yeah,
irritated.
Because he didn't respect the authority of the mom in this situation.
He had no authority.
Because I'm going back to that chart, that man of woman, woman over children chart. And so it's like whenever there's a dispute, I think that's when the man comes in and he settles it because he's higher on the chart. But I don't know if this.
But I think. But I think ultimately in this case, all the woman showed him was that she knew how to build an army.
Yes.
Because the stepfather was the army.
Yeah.
And that she showed him is that all you got to do is get reinforcements as an adult. Get somebody to agree with you, and you don't even have to look at the problem. You don't even have to address it correctly. You just got to use some force. And even though she wasn't the force, she has a man that loves her and is going to step up for her. And that was the force. That was her army. That was all her doing, all of it.
Yeah.
Because she could have looked at her, the stepfather, and said, okay, whoa, like, where is my part in this? Because... And even the fact that he says chill out, I'm not sure. I don't want to assume, but it seems to me like if he wasn't there, when he's not there, she speaks to them that way, and now all of a sudden because he's there, it becomes a problem. It just doesn't seem like I don't know. I don't want to assume too much.
The boy going to grow up hating the stepfather, wishing his real father was there. And hating the mother for the way she treated him. He has no love. These people don't love him.
I could be thinking of this wrong, but I'm just thinking if he can't submit to his mom, then how is he going to be able to submit to God?
He's not supposed to submit to the mother.
Well, but he's a child in this situation, and the mother's over him.
He's not supposed to submit to the mother, though.
I don't see where you're drawing that conclusion from.
You said that, not me.
Yeah, he's supposed to submit to the mother. But you're saying he's not.
No.
And I'm trying to see, like, why is he not supposed to submit to his mom?
Because he's not supposed to submit to anyone.
And
if they had love, they wouldn't be trying to make him submit.
That's a good point, Jesse. It never tells you in the Bible to submit to your parents.
Nope.
It tells you to honor them.
Yep.
It never tells you to submit to them. That blows my mind because, again, I think I had an overarching idea the same way you did, Derek, about if you don't respect your parents, if you don't respect authority, all hell will break loose, the hell inside of you. I was just always taught that if I didn't do it this way, I would become so unruly. I would become so out of control. I better get my life together. I'm going to end up homeless and on the streets. And it's interesting because never once did the Bible say submit. It said honor.
And as a result of the way these parents are raising the children, everybody been raised in the wrong way. And that's why we have nothing but hell on earth, because they've all taught in the wrong way. And now we got to be untaught. We got to be unlearned by the spirit of truth, because these parents have screwed us up, and we try to live up to something we never can live up to. Yes, hey.
I remember there was this guy who told this story. He was in the military, and the sergeant would say, "Tehut," or whatever. And everybody would be like, impulsively like that, like stand up straight real fast.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy, he paused and make sure, kind of made sure it was doing from himself. Right, so he like did it more like,
yeah,
because it was right.
That's why they can control you in the military. They tear you down, rebuild you, just like the parents done. Mm-hmm. They tear you down as a kid and rebuild you in their image.
But you can still move up in ranking in the military, though. So,
but you won't be happy.
It's a moot point.
I don't know.
No, that's mute.
I don't know if emotions matter.
Moot point.
Yeah.
But anyway, me. Any other thing before we run here?
Yes. To respond to the biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
I think facts are an account of something that happened in the outside world. I think it's just an account of how things happened. One thing after another, after another, after another, here we are. Whereas I think the truth is a revelation, or it's an understanding of what's happening in the outside world. Whereas the facts are just what it is that happened. And I think that the truth is an understanding of what that was that happened, if that makes sense.
Interesting. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Very interesting.
Okay, and then also I have one other thing to say.
Okay.
One other thing. So I was talking, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, and I wanted to actually get some insight about what happened in the Old Testament with the Israelites after they were freed from Egypt and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years?
Yes.
Was it?
Right.
Is there any connection to what we experience when we are lost? And I say that because the last time I talked to you, I just had this peace about me. And then a series of things happened, and I just felt lost again and blind, and it was hard for me to let it go, and I just felt like I just stayed unconscious for a little bit, and everything was just like, so I almost was hesitated, like, oh, I shouldn't have even said anything. I shouldn't have even been like, oh, why? Like, now I'm like, if anybody asked me, I'm like, nope, I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like the heat got turned up, and I was like, no, this is... I don't want this, you know.
The only thing you did was to wander back into the wilderness of your imagination. You went back into thoughts, and that's the wilderness. All human beings living in their thought are living in the wilderness. They're lost. They're not home with the Father. And that's why when you come out of those thoughts, by being present, you're back home with the Father. And there are no troubles, no nothing.
You're right. It feels like that. You feel like you're foraging for food and
hiding
from animals. Like, it just, oh, my God.
When that happens, just know. Don't be freaking out or anything. Just know, I'm having these thoughts again. I'm having these feelings with it. I'm in my thoughts. I'm in the thoughts. And just come back to present. Be aware of your body or something that's in the present, and you'll be fine. But if you stay in those thoughts and go with one after another one, they'll make you want to commit suicide.
Okay, so not all is not lost. I know you say this all the time, don't believe the thoughts.
Yeah.
But I just, the thoughts will tell you that all is lost. It's over. You might as well forget it. All the work you've done is for nothing.
Well, that's because evil nightmares that you might find God. And it does not want you to find God. It doesn't want you to be present with the Father. So it's constantly doing things. They are doing things to make you think about the past, make you worry, make you overreact so that you will not go back to the Father. Just come back to present 1,000 times a day if you need to. It'll be fine.
Amazing.
and you're going to see that nothing has changed. You just went into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and caught pure hell in thoughts.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I just needed to hear it, just shining some light on that darkness. Thank you so much.
And remember that, though. Just remember, when you're feeling something or you're thinking, just know you're in thoughts, and those thoughts are not yours. Come back to present.
Okay.
Being
got
aware
it.
In the present.
And, awesome. And, thank you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, and it would change without your help. Just be aware. That's all.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh,
well,
amazing.
It's always a pleasure. I should be coming back to fellowship very soon. I'm very excited about that. So
hurry up.
Yeah. I know. Right. Always a pleasure, Jesse. Have a great day.
All right, you too now. Okay. Yes. Bye now, Mimi. Dean is out of Colorado. Dean, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing today?
All is
doing
well.
Good?
Happy Man History Month,
Dean. Happy, well, I'll go with Men's History. I guess Men's History is good. Yeah,
right,
I believe in men. Yeah. I was just wondering your opinion about the birthright, the anchor baby thing, the birthright citizenship.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? What do you think should be done?
I think that it should be stopped. I hope that they can overturn that because women should be able to get pregnant over in Nicaragua and then come to America and drop the baby off here and all of a sudden they become citizens of this country. It should not be.
How about the scenario where a woman comes over here, she comes over here, marries a man, intends to be here, get her citizenship, and she gets pregnant, has a baby. What happens then? What do you do?
If she get pregnant, have a baby before marriage?
In the process of getting married and all that, they have a baby, and they get married, yeah.
Well, as long as she's not a citizen, that baby should not become a citizen, nor should she be allowed to be a citizen.
She's not a citizen. She's a citizen, but her husband she's not a citizen. I have somebody, a friend, Vietnam, actually. He married a girl from Vietnam, and they came over here. She got pregnant, had a baby. She was not a citizen. He's a citizen. What happened?
Well, most women, and men too, foreigners, they marry American citizens not because they love them or want to be with them. They're doing it to become a citizen. They get pregnant or whatever, just to become a citizen, not because they want to be with that person.
No, you have to go for citizenship if you get married. You still have to apply for it, even if you get married. You're not a citizen until you get citizenship.
So, like, if, so you go let's say that your friend is now in the country, but he or she is not a citizen, and then they meet an American citizen, they get with that person, they're going to marry that person. Are you saying, are you asking, should they become a citizen before that or after that?
If they become a citizen, it takes about 10 years to become a citizen.
Right.
So to become a citizen, you say you start the process or you're going to, you get pregnant, whatever. And then about 10 years down the line, you get your citizenship and then everything's fine. What's that child? Is that child a citizen?
Hold on, Arnie. I'm not quite. Hold on. Don't hang up. Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
InfoWars is for sale again by the word of some female judge by force out from underneath them, right? What a mess. That's all over the Alex Jones lawsuit thing where they bankrupted him because of the mass shooting and his talk about that. And Air Canada stewardesses, they voted to go on strike. Those flight attendants for Air Canada. There's going to be delays and cancellations, some believe, I think. And I think the company may lock out those stewardesses and flight attendants. Sha'Carri Richardson, you know that fast runner, sprinter gal? Young black gal who allegedly was on camera or something like that, beating her boyfriend at an airport or something, I don't know. She addressed her arrest and she issued an apology to her boyfriend. Isn't that nice? Trump predicting Jimmy Kimmel's cancellation. He's that late night host. He has a backup plan, that host does, Kimmel. And Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation, is that Bill Gates? The Gates Foundation is planning to spend $2.5 billion with a B, billion dollars on women's health. And Beto O'Rourke, O'Rourke. Raising money for those delinquent Democrats who left the state because they didn't want to correct the gerrymandering and make the state more dominantly Republican like it should be. And so he's talking about 2026 and doing fundraisers and stuff. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, August 14th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often. Just in case a line opens up, it is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. No anchor baby today, I don't believe. But he should be back soon with fire. Very cool. American anchor baby. Of course, tomorrow we have the fallen state. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about that Zell thing. The evil New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing Early Warning Systems. They EWS runs Zelle, and supposedly key features make Zelle susceptible to fraud somehow. They did not implement safety measures and allowed scammers to steal over $1 billion, supposedly. Zelle's irreversible transfers meant that many consumers were not able to get their money back after realizing they were scammed. So some suckers got scammed, and so Mama Attorney General Letitia James is making these claims and suing. A Zelle spokesman called the New York lawsuit a political stunt to generate press. Interesting. I'm on Team Zelle. No, I don't know. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I disclaim. And the views expressed do not represent Bond, etc. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had to drop a similar case against some of Zelle's backers in March as part of a broader pullback in enforcement under the Trump administration. Nice. Zelle is free and easy. No fee. You can send money directly to your friends. I don't know. It seems pretty safe to me. Some suckers. Don't let the boomers get on Zelle and then you'll be fine. Or skittish people who are easily suckered. A Texas district court judge has ruled that Alex Jones' far right, they call it, platform InfoWars can be sold once again. Remember they tried to pretend like The Onion bought it? Or maybe, is The Onion going to buy it again? Fake. To help pay the more than $1 billion he supposedly owes to the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. In a hearing on Wednesday, this so-called judge, Maya Guerra Gamble, said InfoWars' parent company, Free Speech Systems, will be turned over to a court-appointed receiver who will sell its assets and use the proceeds to pay Alex Jones' so-called debts. The order paves the way for The Onion to revive its bid for the conspiracy-driven outlet. 3 years ago, Alex Jones was found guilty of defamation after repeatedly claiming the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre, in which 6 adults, 20 children were killed, was a hoax. What a mess. This is the end of Hake News for Hour 2. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is the difference between the facts and the truth? What is the difference between the facts and the truth? And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody, their mama, if you're white. And for the flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world. by everybody, and their mama, if you're white, and they mama, if you're black. And so, you may be running around doing what you're doing, but you don't have to miss the show. You can podcast, and you still can listen live by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, Lord.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. 800-411-BOND. That's the office number. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to our dean about birthright citizenship. Our dean out of Colorado. So you want to know about birthright citizenship? And if the man is already an American, he get a woman from Russia, and she get pregnant before they get married, should the child become a citizen?
Yeah. Do they have natural birthrights? Yeah.
No.
If they're born here.
Right.
Why? If they're born here. Well, if they're born here on this land, and the woman is not a citizen yet, but the husband is. They should still not be, because if the dad is a citizen, they're not a citizen?
No.
Really?
Yeah, they should not. They have
really?
Because most marriages like that, when one is a foreigner, illegal alien, they marry only.
I did not say illegal alien. I'm just saying somebody
non-citizen.
In a foreign country. They came over here as a couple. Married or not, and she became pregnant. She was not a citizen yet. Is that child should be a citizen, correct?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But the dad is a citizen. I don't understand. What's the problem? What's the problem?
Because they're not married, number one. And then number two, they're, most of the time these marriages like this happen so that they can become citizens, not because they're really in love with one another.
Okay. Well, you know what, you know what you're saying, actually, with that?
What?
Our president of the United States has to deport his children.
I'm sorry?
The president, Donald Trump, has to support his children.
They
deport
have
him. Esther.
Trump has to support his children?
Deport. Deport. He has to kick him out. He has to send him back to Czechoslovakia and Slovenia.
And why is that?
Because Ivana was not a citizen when she had her three children. Melania was not a citizen when she had Baron.
And where's Ivana now?
Ivana's dead.
I rest my
but
case.
That, okay. So, okay. Now, if my girlfriend, who this happened to, she died. So now her son that was born here in the United States from her as not a citizen, he's a citizen now because she died. Right? Good. Then he's a citizen. He doesn't have to worry.
Well, it shouldn't be that way, but I understand it is that way. It shouldn't be because people are taking advantage of America when they do that.
Okay,
maybe
so what about Barron? What about Barron Trump?
Maybe they can be here but earn their citizenship and not just automatically become a citizen.
Well, I mean, the man
especially
that I know,
not married.
He did it.
Was Donald Trump married when he made those kids with the lady?
They weren't, my friend, they were married. And you said that he's not a citizen because she came over here en route to become married and in here because Vietnam was really not the time to get married over there. So they came over here. She was going to get married. She got pregnant. She had a baby. They got married. Everything's fine.
Okay.
But when she delivered the baby, she was not a citizen. She became a citizen later.
That's unfortunate.
So it's unfortunate for Baron and Baron.
No, for
and
your friend
three
or her
children.
Baby.
Well, he's a 60-year-old man now, but I mean, he should be a citizen by naturalization.
When Baron was born, was his father and mother married?
I'm talking about Baron Trump.
Were they married?
Yes.
So you're saying a married man. They were married
okay.
when they had Baron?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So why are you calling them not being married?
They came over. My girlfriend came over.
I know,
here,
but your girlfriend had a baby before she was married, right?
She got, what was it? They came over here. She got pregnant. They
and
came
did
over
she
here.
Have a baby before she got married?
No, they probably got married. I'm sure it was many moons ago. Yeah. And
so
they got probably married.
Sure.
She had the baby.
Well, let me do this because of time. If
time.
If they,
okay, got it. That
if
was,
they were
okay,
not,
I'll talk to you later.
If they were not married, then she should not be a citizen. I mean, the baby should not. But if they were married,
they were married
when they were born. That's a different story.
So you are a naturalized citizen then. If you're married, you have the birth of the child. You're not a citizen yet. Now, this is what you're saying. If you're not married, this is what I needed to separate. If you're married at the time of birth, but you're not a citizen, you have not started the process, but your husband is a citizen, your child automatically becomes a citizen, correct?
Yeah, tell your friend she needs to go back to her country with that baby.
So tell Melania to go back to Slovenia?
No,
and
your
tell,
friend.
Well, why not Melania?
Because she was married when she had her baby.
So was my girlfriend.
You said she wasn't.
I said I wasn't sure, but I'm saying
right,
I'm
so
putting the scenario
saying,
out.
Now you're saying so are my girlfriend. Are you still not sure?
I want to know. This is the scenario I'm giving you. Is when your husband is a citizen, you are not a citizen.
But like, let me tell you this, because we were repeating ourselves, and I was sobs here.
Because
and
you're not understanding. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Hate want to help you out.
Hate
want to respond to you.
No.
You don't want to
respond
to
great.
Her.
I want to hear this.
No, he doesn't want to respond. He thinks you're crazy.
Crazy for what? Trying to figure out a rule. A naturalization rule.
No. I don't know.
A naturalization rule.
He doesn't know.
So
call
if the
naturalization board of help.
You guys, you're running a podcast and you don't know the rules?
Right. Call the National Health Board of Education. They'll be able to tell you.
Don't you study about this before you get on the internet?
Not at all, because I can care less about this.
But this is a law from what you're saying. You even have a person on your thing, an anchor baby. I don't understand. It's an important issue.
No, it's not.
Explain to me.
Not to me. It's important to the president.
Is a man that has a wife.
We already asked me all this.
That is not a citizen.
Thank you. I gotta go. April is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. April, you're on the air.
What a mess.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, April.
I was calling about the topic that you were discussing with the stepchild and the stepfather and the mom.
Yes.
So I'm trying to give it a 100-foot view, looking at it. I think that everybody in the scenario is not right. I think the mom wasn't right for not paying attention to the child. I think the stepdad should have minded his own business. I think the child should have waited, because he should know that his mom is crazy, and try to talk to her when she wasn't in her phone.
But how would the child know that? He's still a child.
I just think he wasn't as young as, like, maybe like a 4 or 5-year-old, you know?
But he's still not he old enough older. To understand that a mother gonna treat him that way. Well, he still need her.
I don't know, Jesse. I think that he had a little anger in him too.
That's his mother's
from
spirit.
Looking at the video.
If that's true, I don't know if he had it, but that's his mother's spirit. He's becoming like his mother.
Well, that also is true. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But just in addressing the situation, I still don't think that he handled that well himself.
Who?
The son.
Because he's still a little kid. He's learning from his parents. And
okay,
he's becoming like them. Kids become like their parents, especially the mother. And so that boy is, when she acted that way with him, because he's becoming angry, he's becoming like her. And has his father been there, because the stepfather is there for the mother. He didn't care about the children. He would have corrected the mother to tell her to back off with her anger, ask her to take care of your child, get off that phone, and stop yelling at him. And then he told the son, you know what? Your mother's wrong. Don't be mad at her. She's wrong. Speak up, but don't be angry.
I think it's a slippery slope, too, being a step-parent. I was a step-parent because they're adults now. I just don't think step-parents really need to be parenting like that.
Step-parents have no business being involved
with
children in somebody else's life.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. That's my take on it, is being a step-parent. When the girls, my stepdaughters, were young, like young enough to, I had to take them to the bathroom when we're out in public places and stuff like that. But once they got older, I stepped back. Because that's just not my authority. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the birth parent who needs to address all disciplinary. I mean, I'm not going to let them go hungry or anything like that. I was a responsible adult in their life, but I wasn't trying to, you need to, once they became a certain age, you know, because they don't really care about what I have to say.
This
you know
is
what
why
I mean?
A man with children or a woman with children should not get married. Don't bring another person into their kids' life, because it's only screw up the kids. But the parents don't care because they're into their own ego. They're just trying to satisfy themselves. They don't care at all about the children.
Well, you know, we're in fallen state, man, Jeff, so you got to give us some understanding on that.
That's for sure.
Things are a little different now, but oh, yeah. I can see the situation, and the guy was like, well, a lot of that was ego with him. Oh, let's, I'm going to plead that woman. And I'm going to show him. I get it. And him being an influencer, I understand that. But I still think that in situations like this with different stories and stuff, we kind of have to step back and look at it and know that these people are not in the mind frame of doing, I don't want to say the right thing, but not ignoring their ego. Because if you're ignoring, if you ignore your ego, you're going to walk through a situation a little differently.
Yeah, absolutely. April, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, and I wanted to also say that I was at Fort Stewart that day down here in Georgia when all that stuff happened.
You were
there? It was
there?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I worked there.
Oh, what?
I can't say what I do, but I worked there.
Right.
I tried to call that next day, but it was a busy day. But anyway, and I'm going to see you in a few weeks. My husband and I are coming out there.
Right on.
All right. Y'all take care.
I can't wait to meet you guys. Amazing.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, April. What? She was there. Robert is out of Kansas. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. I was calling about the biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
So, sir, the facts would be what Satan presents to us as the deception in this world. And then the truth would be the natural design of the Creator God in heaven. So it's like I would use the example round earth and flat earth. So Satan teaches you that you live on a globe, that you're in space, that you evolved from a monkey, right? So Satan denies the existence of God based on these principles of deception. And the Father God in heaven would teach you that you are the center of creation. The earth is flat, stable, does not move. This sun, moon, and stars revolve around you. And it's the difference between flat earth and globe earth.
Are you a flat earther or something?
Oh, yes, sir. I've been a flat earther for a few years now, yes.
And so Satan told you the earth was flat?
Oh, Satan taught me in school as a child that the earth was a ball in space. And, you know, we landed on the moon and all that. That's Satan. Satan is the god of this world, and he teaches facts. He teaches you that men and women are equal. They're the same. But
I thought you said that Satan teaches you that the earth is flat.
No, Satan teaches us what NASA teaches us. Satan is the god of this world, so he controls our schools, our media, our government, and he teaches you that the earth is a ball spinning in space. There is
and
no
who
heaven.
Taught you that there. So are you? So you a flat earther or a round earther?
Oh, I'm a flat earther, sir.
And
yes.
So, who taught you that the earth is flat? If it wasn't Satan,
nobody taught me the earth was flat. I set out to do. I thought flat earth was a ridiculous idea. I thought it was crazy or stupid. I set out to disprove it. I got telescopes, spotting scopes, optics. I did the research. I did the mathematics. I found out that at the very least.
But there's no proof that the earth is flat. But because of time, what's your response to the biblical question again?
My response would be that facts are what Satan teaches us in this world, and truth is what God is and what actually is.
Oh, okay.
And so they're very different, and Satan seeks to lead you along a path that would bring you away from God. And those that can see, that are awake, that know that the earth is flat, that we're trying to bring you guys back to the understanding of what actually is.
That's not the biblical question, but thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Robert.
You have a good day, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
See ya.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
888-777, Jesse. Super chat.
All American says, if Jesus wasn't God, why did they call him a blasphemer and kill him? You sound like a Muslim saying he's not God. True believers know Jesus is God.
But they call him that. Jesus didn't call himself that. You're just saying what the people say, like what you're saying. You're saying Jesus is God, but Jesus never said that. It's the same way that they say about Trump. They call Trump king. But Trump never said he was a king. So are you saying Trump is a king? Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt wit, beware. Don't judge the Jezebels. Good luck today, and God bless, he says.
Thank you.
Jermaine bought a coffee. BQ, facts are subjective thoughts, and ideas can be changed down through the history to fit an agenda, to change society. The truth will never change for you or anyone. Hey, Jess, it's my birthday today, says Jermaine.
Thank you. Amazing. Happy birthday. What
the? No more thoughts. BQ, they must be the same thing, facts and truth, because I don't know the truth, and I don't know any facts about anything.
Thank you. Amazing.
Eric, five coffees. The ego is evil. Evil controls your behavior when you forget who you are. Be still and know.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Three coffees from Hannes. Finally, my paycheck came in. Thank you, Jesse, for that counseling session. It was amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, BQ.
We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, folks, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND to set up an appointment.
Hannes says, truth is known. This is in response to the BQ. What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Yes.
Truth is known by those in the light. Facts, quote unquote, are intellectual, only known by those lost in darkness.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Chris says, I raise my son physical discipline. Well, not necessarily with a closed fist. Anyway, such as exercise since the age of 3. He's now 9 and a well-oiled machine. He exercises every day and one of the best boxers in the country. 100%, I 100% back this method, says Chris.
Amazing. Thank you.
Roy says, a white guy shot a black cop from earlier in the show. Oh, Tony gonna call in. Jesse, why are the whites shooting the blacks? Come on, Jesse, keep it real, brother, says Roy.
That's amazing. Thank you.
ALL with a couple of super chats. It says, my kid, you're a stepfather. Where's the real dad?
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hannes, with another question, Jesse, if I wanted to be an entrepreneur, not as an identity, is your book, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide, all that I need? Asks Hannes.
Well, the book would point you the right way to just within you, what's inside of you, and that will lead you into your work, really. I highly recommend the 7 Guaranteed Steps, all right? Very simple steps. If you do them, you got to do them, not just read about them. RebuildingTheMan.com/store, right?
/stores, yep.
Or JesseLeePeterson.shop.
That's right.
And I will sign it if you like. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannes. Eric, five coffees. The mom had her face in a phone, wasn't communicating, and raised her voice. She has no love.
Yeah.
All she has is hate because she's being led by a beta white knight stepdad. The son is going to run away if they keep filming him to go viral on social media. Virtue signaling demons.
Well, that's a good point that as this boy gets older, if this continue, he will run away because he's going to be looking for happiness somewhere else, and they're going to blame him. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord Bibby 42, three coffees. I agree, Jesse. The stepfather was being a mama, making the kid that isn't even his do push-ups. Stepfather got an ego boost out of it, a sense of control over some weaker than him. The mama needs to focus on her child. All parents today are lost. This mess because the kid said, chill out. He didn't say shut up. He didn't curse. He was more calm than both so-called adults.
He should have told the that stepfather should have told the mother, hey, you need to pay attention to your son. Get off that phone. And the son, the stepson would have loved that type of protection from the mother. Amazing. Thank you.
Tawana, John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, how can people not believe in the power of Jesus? What the Bible Thumper Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, no wonder why Tony from California called Derek Lil Coon, because he's cooning for the white parents. LOL, it's all good, Derek, just messing with you. Winky face emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Laura Bibby, 42, imagine calling yourself an influencer dad. Like, what did you do all day? Make TikTok videos being a mama. How about the stepfather do push-ups and man up? What the?
That's right. That's deep. Thank you.
Laura Bibby with another. You never punish a child out of anger. You pass on the evil spirit from you to them when you do this. Correct a child with discernment, morality given from God. Children don't have that knowledge and require parents to teach them properly, he says.
God said, you hurt your child, you might well put a stone around your neck and throw yourself in the ocean. And when you're impatient with the children, and most parents are not, especially mothers, they have no love, they have no patience for children. They end up recreating the children, so they suffer for it for the rest of their lives, too. Amazing. Thank you.
He calls it a power trip with three coffees, posting it all online, all prideful. Two hoops and a holler from being Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, why did he put it online? That doesn't even make sense.
I think the wife said, oh, I'm so glad that my king did this. Or I don't know. Anyway.
Is that what she said?
Something. I don't know. Eric, five coffees. The spiritual order doesn't apply to parents led by Satan, he says.
That's right.
25 coffees from someone very generous. Fighting for God always backfires.
Thank you.
Calvin in Ohio, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. The Bible literally says obey. A child is supposed to stay in the child's place regardless of the hierarchy. The father is still the head of the house. He corrected the child in the right way. You think your grandparents and greats would have allowed you to talk that way on the plantation? Triple question mark.
Number one, the man is not the child's father. Number two, the man was catering to the woman. Number three, the boy needed help dealing with the mother. Number four, the boy can't respect the parents when they're not respectable. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and you said you shouldn't submit. Different from obey.
Right.
Submitting is like cowering it by imposing spirit.
Kind of what Derek did with his dad when they beat him.
Yeah, now he's trying to do unto the other kids what was done unto him.
I know, he would have beat him.
Cesar, Caesar, three coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, it's been a while since I've heard it. Is he not drunk as a bastard anymore?
He's drunk as a bastard.
Sad emoji.
Amazing, thank you.
Everblazer, member for 3 months. Wonder how long it took our dean to come up with a supposed got ya moment.
I know. I ain't know where our dean was talking about.
I don't even know if she knew.
Right.
Joseph says he bought a coffee. The facts show O.J. Simpson is innocent. He says the truth shows that O.J. Simpson was guilty. Wait, the facts show he was guilty, too. I guess there isn't any difference. What the?
Amazing. Thank you.
And over on the YouTube, Marcus, Jesse's right about the stepdad. He doesn't care about that boy at all.
No.
Sees him as just a pawn on the board and the getting away to win his queen.
He was appeasing that woman. Thank you. I got to take her.
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. Nice. We go to Ashley out of California. Ashley, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
So I have a couple things for you.
Okay, I wanted to answer
the biblical question.
I'm sorry. Hold on a minute, Ashley. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
All right, hold on. 888-77, Jesse, a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive, a scratch off on peel.net. Back in a moment.
Ah!
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour, right after my show. The Hake, you don't want to miss it, report.com from 9 to 11. No Anchor Baby today. He's working on something. He'll be back soon. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Amazing conversation with Evan Rockrist, and he is a Christian Generation Z YouTuber, Zen Z YouTuber, and content creator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
In the past 5 years, there has been an explosion in Christianity among Gen Z, especially among men. We are suffering from the lukewarm Christianity of our parents and our grandparents.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Probably not. I don't think most girls really want that either.
They don't. Alpha male.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Not a beta, but an alpha.
Yeah, not a beta. Amazing.
Amazing. A fun conversation. You're going to like this, really. And don't forget, you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel and locals.com and support the Fallen State. All right? I do appreciate it. And support us on social media. Pure.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Cozy.tv/JLP and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Follow, like, subscribe, ring the bell, and comment, whatever. I do appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Ashley out of California. Ashley, go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to answer the Bible question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
So the difference between the facts and the truth was a great example that I saw was when the experts were talking about what happened with the stepfather, and when you explained what the truth was, why, like, what everything was happening with the stepfather.
And so
when you guys were talking about.
And so the difference between the facts and the truth is what?
The facts, like,
the stepfather did punish the kid, and he was wrong for doing that.
Yes, okay, let me try to say it simpler. Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
You're welcome. And my other question real quick was, so when I'm in the moment when, like the false self, like anger and frustration and fear, like, or I just want to be comforted, like all of that stuff like arises and I want to go comfort myself, whether it's for food, people, things, right? When I go for that comfort for the false self and I'm supposed to like put space between me and it and realize it's not me, right? And not do those things if I can. My question is, I feel like I'm not quite, how do I know that I'm not identifying with it exactly? Because I feel like if I keep doing these things and I keep having, I can see the anger is still inside of me. So if it's still there, that must mean I'm not quite, like I'm still going unconscious and fully being like in, gosh, do you see what I'm saying?
Repeat that again. I don't see.
Okay. All right. So I still have anger and fear inside of me, right? I can see that. I can feel that inside. And so when I go for a comfort item, like the false self just wants to be comforted through other things outside of me or other people outside of me, or even just getting lost in thoughts, going unconscious, how I feel like I'm not quite not identifying with it yet. Otherwise, it would be gone by now.
Well, number one, when you feel the fear, is because you're in a thought. So when you feel the fear or whatever, or the anger, just don't call it you. It's enough to be aware of it, but do not call it you. Don't say, I am angry. You can say, I see this anger, it's not me. So that you can stop identifying with it, then it will be taken away from you. But it's not you. The real you, you are not angry. It's the false self that's angry. But if you say you're angry, you're going to think that is you. And that's what makes it stay there for so long, allows it to stay for so long. You're identifying with it as an identity.
Yeah.
Even though you may feel it, but you're not your feelings. You feel it in right. The body, but you're not your body. You have these thoughts, but you're not your thoughts. So you got to stop, identify. Don't call the anger you. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're still angry. So it's still, you're not doing this. You're not growing. You're not that. The spirit of evil is lying to you. The fact that you can see, you are growing.
Okay. Thank you.
And just be patient, but don't believe anything that the thoughts are telling you about anything or anyone, including yourself. Yeah.
And just as you said that, I can feel like in my chest, like an emotional response and like how that meant a lot to me.
Uh-huh.
And so even that emotional response, it's not me.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. 100%.
Thank you. Have a good day, Jesse.
And you stay with it, all right? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, I will.
All right. Amazing. I gotta ask this, really. How would your life be if you were not trapped? If you weren't trapped in your thoughts, how would your life be? Would it be like this? Here's a 5-year-old boy and was filled with excitement after winning fourth place. Think about that. Not first place, not second place, not third place. But he was excited after winning fifth place with his goat at a show in Texas. Watch this from NBC News. Then I'll get back to your calls and super chat. Watch this.
As we zoom in on this goat showing in Kingsville, Texas, meet 5-year-old Milo Garza staring at his yellow ribbon. Just look at that face. Over the moon about winning fourth place, even kissing his little goat, teddy bear, and hugging him tightly. We had to know the story behind this video.
Hello, goats.
It turns out the whole Garza family loves goats.
We see them. and we work them, and we walk them, we give them water.
But Milo was actually filling in for his big brother. So this was Milo's moment, and he knew Teddy Bear was one special goat.
Milo, if you can just tell me, what's one great thing about Teddy Bear?
His legs.
What about his legs?
They're fat.
Amazing. Could you be happy winning fifth place? Think about that. Most people cannot. They would not even be happy with fourth place, third place, second place. I know a friend of mine, if he doesn't win first, he's like, I got to win first or not, because nobody remembers second place. Why not keep your life simple? Why not be as happy with fifth place as you would with first place? Could you be happy winning fifth place, Anchor Baby?
Winning fifth?
Uh-huh.
Can we make it at least third? Second place at least? Fifth place.
The same joy you will have with first place or fourth or second, you should have it with fifth. But most people don't. Here's an example of what thoughts can do to you. I'm telling you, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. The people who believe Jesus God, where do you think they come from? Or they have their own free will. Where do you think that came from? They can save themselves and others. Where is that coming from? It's not from God. You can't save yourself. How can you save someone else? You can't help no one. Here's an example from X. A woman has a screaming meltdown at a dog owner for having purebred. She's mad at the dog, at the man. He has a purebred dog at a Mount Toba dog park in Portland, Oregon. Watch this from X.
You bought those dogs, didn't you?
No.
You didn't adopt them. You didn't save their lives. You don't care about them. You don't care about anyone but
yourself.
Dude,
you are crazy, lady.
Get away from me, then.
You walked up to me.
Go away from me. This guy won't leave me alone. Help me. And he is saying that I said something racist when I absolutely did not.
You did.
Please help me. I did not say anything
to
this guy.
Who are you talking to?
Help me. Help me, please.
Dude.
Go away.
You need medication, lady.
You need to get away from me.
Go that way. You want to attack me?
Go.
If you touch me, I will knock you out. You attack me, I have a right to defend myself.
Okay, let's do this, buddy. Now, this guy is harassing me.
You, I have lots of film, lady.
I did not say anything racist at all.
Go away from me, lady.
You need to adopt, don't shop. Look at this guy. Look at his bred dogs. Look at what an unethical piece of shit this guy is.
That's his mom.
He has to have bred dogs because he has a small penis. He has no freaking...
Isn't this lady amazing?
Screwed up mine. Totally in the head. Isn't that amazing? He's right. That's amazing. Your thoughts are evil and they're not your own. I recommend you pay attention to that so you can overcome. But if you love your misery, you love your hell, you stay in it. You're going to end up like that or even worse. Even worse. And here's another example of even worse. It's a spiritual battle, folks. Look how that woman screaming and carrying on, mad at the man because he didn't adopt a dog. Who would adopt a stupid dog? Who let the dogs out anyway? And she felt she was right, according to this report. It's just reporting. What, no, I'm sorry. This is from the New York Post. I want to know, what are your thoughts on these women from England? This is hell on earth, folks, coming through human beings. It's not going to get better. It's going to only get worse. But you can get better, men and women, if you take control of your own life. Really. All you gotta do is take control of your own life. New York Post. Female cops in England went undercover as joggers wearing tight-fitting clothes and a beard to elicit catcalls, and then arrest some of the men who hit on them. Watch this from Skype News.
Let's go to the UK, where police in Surrey have decided to crack down on men wolf-whistling and catcalling young women going out for a run. Now, it's not illegal to catcall a woman, but it is unsavoury, and police have decided that these sorts of things could lead to crime, so they're going to start policing non-crimes in a bid to stop actual crimes. Here's what's going on. Have a look.
These women aren't friends out for a run. They're actually undercover police officers taking to the streets in Surrey as part of a new operation trying to stop people catcalling and harassing female runners.
We get honked at, the staring, the hanging out of the window just to look at us, and it's so, so, so prevalent.
Police teams are ready to intervene the moment the officers are beeped at, followed, or shouted at.
Amazing. You still want women to be police? What a setup. They're setting the men up so they can arrest them, and they feel justified in doing that. It's not like they're just walking down the road and it happens. Think about that. They're trying to tempt men in order to arrest them. I told you guys, you're the most hated species on this side of heaven because of who you represent. Men represent God. Women represent Satan. Until they start to work on themselves to overcome. And the spirit of evil inside the woman hate the man. They want to destroy him, try to destroy God. I guarantee you, you need to be aware of what is happening. These females should not have been allowed to tempt the men by putting on little nothing clothes. Look like sluts running. What do you think the men are going to do in order to arrest them? And I've noticed lately, women don't wear anything anymore. They don't wear clothes. They wear nothing. And then they get mad when the men check them out. Why are you going outside like that? It's your fault. It's not the man's fault. This is evil on earth. This is hell on earth working through human beings. It's not going to get better, but you can be free in spite of all the hell. You can be in it, but not of it. Here's this thing from ancient origins. On April 8, 2025, the biblical Sea of Galilee stunned locals and visitors by turning a vivid blood red. Watch this.
As it reads here, it says the Sea of Galilee mysteriously turned red this month. The mystery has sparked fears of biblical omens. The sea turned red.
It turned red. Galilee, Lord, Galilee. But this is from the ancient origins as well. Israel water authorities released a public statement confirming that the red coloration was caused by a bloom of green microallergies. allergies, microalgae. This is what caused the red water, according to this report. And I want to get this. It's Bobber Thumper Thursday. Then I get to your super chat. Let me check with Hate. It is Bobber Thumper Thursday. This is so interesting to me. This is from the WNYT. A man who kills his mother and stepfather in Rotterdam, New York, was sentenced Wednesday to life in prison. He used some profane language at his sentence. Watch this from WNYT.
The jail trip everywhere. I'm not about to fight in prison. I'm not going to die in prison to the grace of God.
Whether he likes it or not, Anthony Lewis will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Convicted for the murders of his mother and stepfather in Rotterdam, Lewis's day to be sentenced in court finally arrived.
I am going to go forward and sentence you. I know you don't care what I sentence you to. And honestly, I don't really care that you care or do care or not. On count one, murder in the first degree, I'm going to sentence you to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
This isn't Lewis's first trip into the courtroom. He first went on trial for murder back in April for stabbing his mother and stepfather, Kathy and Bob Guillaume, to death inside their home back in July of 2023. Something he doesn't deny.
Yeah, I killed them because God told me to. I didn't let him get to the scripture, but you listen to this all day. It's bad and he's a.
Are you really going to speak like that?
Yeah, it's. Now listen, God commanded me to kill them. And I did it. I don't care what you sentenced me to today. So I'm looking back out to the grace of God. But you should be worried about yourself. Because I'm still going to get out. Your sentence don't mean nothing. God got me through the grace of God. And so, all you straight up.
The man, they say he killed his parents before, another set of parents or something. One of the killer's family members shared a statement, and the judge also issued a statement. Watch this.
I'm good. Hey, Mr. Lewis, I'm good. Stop.
Thank you.
A number of Lewis's own family members were in court to speak out against him and what he'd done.
His ridiculous reason for why he did this enrages me. I hope the court realizes the absurdity of murdering your mother and stepfather.
Judge Mark Caruso summed up the day before ending the sentencing.
I have been in this business for almost 32 years now, and quite honestly, I have to have a poker face up here when people are testifying on the stand and witnesses are on the stand. And if I didn't have to have that face, my jaw would have dropped when you mentioned what you did to these people that loved you.
He think God told him to kill him. But by the grace of God, he's going to get back out again. Poor God. God blamed for all evil. He has nothing to do with evil. Isn't that amazing? You blame God for your thoughts. You blame God for your pain. And God has nothing to do with it at all. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gotta suffer tomorrow. That boy convinced God had him to do it. And he will be back out. He'll get back out. He feel bad for y'all. What a mess. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Birdie Bound B. The facts point to the truth, and the truth is above it all.
They respond to the biblical question.
In response to the difference between.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Nice. Thank you, Birdie Bound B.
Yep.
Anthony says atheist Jews see themselves as victims of God. Atheists in general think of that.
That's right. That's why they call atheists.
And then over on, shout out to the top contributors on the D Live crew: Games for Rec 555555565, Wolf 336, Potleaf and the rest of the people over there. And thank you to Jules Verne, Age of Inversion, Mike Merge, and Pastor Chatelet and the rest of you guys over on the Rumble crew. And shout out to the D-Live Pilled Scratch-Off winners. Thank you, guys. And I do believe that that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you very much. Would you be happy winning fifth place?
Yes. I think that would.
The other kid was so happy, you were hugging the goat and everything.
He got fourth place.
He got fourth?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was fifth.
I'm pretty sure it was fourth, that's according to Derek.
Okay. Would you be happy with fourth place?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Is that new?
Is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new. I wanted to be the best.
And what is the best? Isn't there something there's no such thing as the best?
Yeah.
What another setup.
Totally.
Amazing. I cannot take any more calls. I am so out of time. Tomorrow's Open Line Friday / Black Friday. And you got to work on yourself, folks, really. You're going to see you're not in control of anything concerning your life. But as long as you think you are, you're just going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. So go and forgive your mothers. Forgive your father, especially mothers. Forgive your father. God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer so you can practice staying present. All you got to do is stay present, and it'll work. It'll be worked out for you because you can't do it on your own. Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. All right. All right, the hate report is coming up, and then that's it. No anchor baby today. Take care, folks. Amazing!
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.